Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Blog Talk Radio. We're on live with the menu. Tonight we're going to have a good topic going on. We got a little ladies' night going on. So, the guest caller number is 347-324. Uh-oh. Hold on. Almost messed it up for myself. If anybody wants to call in, I'll give you guys a call number in a minute. So, yeah, until I get that together, yes, this is the menu. And we are on Facebook and Instagram at the menu Mind Your Mental. That's the menu Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL, Mind Your Mental. So we're on there, and you guys can reach us there if you want. Once again, guest caller number, as soon as I get it together for a minute, is, hold on. Oh, 347-324-3395. Woo. Had a little discrepancy there. But yeah, so have a little ladies' night going on. And waiting for, you know, some co-host to come on.
Come on, ready to hear.
Oh, you here?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi. I was waiting for you guys.
Okay, we got control of this tonight. We have control of this tonight. We have control of the show.
Oh, yeah,
tonight.
We got ladies' night going on. Yeah. We got the ladies' night going on. I got a little confused. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, where everybody at? I was like, hold on now. Hold on. Now I got confused with this.
Last time the guys got scared, they didn't call in, so hopefully we won't have another night like that.
I hope they call in tonight. That would be nice, because we need to get their point of view on certain things. So as I said before, the guest caller number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And how you got, you ladies doing? How's everybody doing today?
I'm okay.
It's just a full day of work, and it was beautiful. I couldn't even go out. Just working all day.
Oh wow, yeah. Well, listen. Hopefully these days will start lasting. Maybe remember we're still in March, so. Who knows what we're going to get into the next couple of weeks.
I was going to say, the funny thing about it, it's like 63 degrees. And to me, that's still a little chilly, but my neighbors were barbecuing out there with shorts and stuff. I said, as soon as they don't need to wear a coat, the barbecue grill come out.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know how that goes. Oh, my God.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't understand it either, but listen, people do what they want to do, and, you know, once again with this, you know, pandemic, you know, people get, you know, I guess they just tired of being inside. Everybody want to be outside. So everybody's just tired of being inside.
I would have been out there with a jacket on, and not shorts and a t-shirt, jacket, maybe a scarf on my neck.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that. I seen somebody today, they had no coat on that, or, you know, like, nothing on. I'm like, at least wear a sweater. Like, you got to wear something because, like I said, it could switch up any time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. As long as they could have just break out, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And that's terrible. Lady T, how you doing tonight? How's everything with you?
All right.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. You can hear me or no? A delay on my end or no?
Yeah, I think it's a delay a little bit.
Yeah, because it sounds like that. I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Oh, okay. No problem.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, Miss Cherry. So, I guess we'll get into this subject here. I seen it in a Facebook group that I'm in. So I seen it and said, hey, you know what? Sounds like something we can discuss a little bit and see what's going on. And see what this is about. So hopefully, because like I said, this question can be for, and, you know, the ladies and the fellas. So hopefully, guys will call in too, or somebody.
They gonna call in once you say something they don't like to hear. Then the phone's gonna start ringing off the hook.
Yeah, right. So let's get into the topic. So the topic is, ladies, what can you bring into a man's life that he doesn't already have? And it's the same question for the fellas. So it's like, what can you bring into a man's life that he doesn't already have? That's the thing that killed me. I mean, before you have the answer, I'm sorry. That's the thing that killed, like, kind of, like, I'm looking at this question sideways, like, ladies, what can you bring into a man's life that he doesn't already have? And then it's, like, the same question for the fella, so.
Thinking, what does he have? You know, without us,
right,
what do they have?
Right, listen, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is it that they're saying bring to the table? But it's like, if you already established that, like, if you and the person are already talking and you guys already, that should be established already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they talking about, like, something that he's lacking in his own life?
I can
you know
tell
what?
You the number
it
one thing.
Like, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, the question almost sounds like a guy that's looking for a girl as opposed to, like, somebody that he's already involved with. Because, like, when we say, what can a guy bring to the table, we already have our stuff and we're looking for somebody. You know what I mean? As opposed to, I'm already involved with you. I already know what you have if I'm involved with you. If you don't have what I want, you wouldn't even be invited to the table. So maybe it's more asking, you know, if you're looking for someone or if they're looking for someone, and actually it sounds like it should be asked to men, what are they expecting us to bring?
Right,
right,
you know what?
They'll tell you right off the top they want peace if you're coming into a relationship with them. No, I'm very serious. I've asked many men, they'll tell you the first thing they say out their mouth is, I want peace. Any guys that's listening, call in, please, because y'all could touch on this topic.
Yes, please, yes,
like,
because you are absolutely right about that. Huh?
You mean peace like tranquility or peace like a piece of...
No, well, of course they want that. They always want that. We know that. But they'll tell you they want peace. If they're in a relationship with you, they want a peace of mind. They don't want to argue this, that, and the other. They want you to be their comfort. They... want peace. I've heard this too many times from guys.
Yeah. Well. Peace.
Well,
would
that be? Go ahead.
Hmm?
No, I was gonna say, isn't that subjective? Because some guys, peace means that they don't want to hear you kind of voice your opinion. They don't want you to go against what they think is right. You know, if they want to do something, you say, "Wait a minute, I don't agree with that." You know, they may feel you're not giving them peace. Now you're fighting. You have a difference of opinion. And, you know, some people take it personally. You can't have a discussion with them without feeling like they're in a fight.
Right, absolutely,
less mature guys. That's the less mature guys because, I don't know, a mature male is going to sit there and listen to what you have to say. You understand what I mean? Depending especially
right,
on how you bring it to him.
Being combative.
Yeah, exactly. If it's not combative, they will listen.
Yeah.
And listen with very much understanding, so.
Right, but that depends on, that individual depends on him and how he perceives they just like you said, and just as Ms. Cherry said, and you want, as you said, they want peace. So now my thing is, what is your definition of peace? Is it just that, just like you said, if me and you, if I disagree with something that you say, you just want me to just, that's it and that's it. No, if we disagree, so we could agree to disagree, but if we disagree, something, let's discuss it. But see, God see that as us nagging them.
Yeah.
Like if we keep going, you keep going with it. No.
I don't know about you ladies, right? But I'm in a certain age right now. I don't have the patience for arguments anymore, and I let a guy know that from the gate. Like, I'll do the silent treatment and all of that. I'm not saying like I'm not going to talk to you, but I'm going to give you your space to breathe, and then we need to talk about this still at another time. But as far as arguments and stuff, I'm not into that. I feel like when that happens, I get battle fatigue now. I'm not in my 20s where I need to be arguing. No, I'm so serious. I don't need to be arguing with a dude back and forth, and then for days I'm like drained, like, oh man, what just happened? I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, also,
I was gonna say,
I'm pushing close to 50. It's right around the corner, and I think when you're younger, you're fed that narrative of, you know, by a certain age you should be married, you should have this, you should have that. And you might actually, your voice gets kind of hidden in the fact of trying to fulfill that narrative. But as you get older, like the age that I am now, I'm established. I have mine. I'm not going to sit there and argue, what can you bring to the table? What are you adding to my table? Because my table's already there and already has food on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have to deal with, I don't want to say nonsense, but I don't have to deal with, going back and forth like I might have felt I needed to when I was younger. Now that I'm established age, I have my own. Listen, if we're not getting along, we just don't need to be together. We need to move apart because I'm sure there's somebody else out there that's better for you and better for me. But when we're younger, we don't think like that. We're trying to make pieces. We're trying to make the square fit into the circle.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I can't know at this point. So I'm not into no arguments. I don't want to argue with you. Like I said, if we are agreeing to disagree, that's fine. That's going to that's just part of a relationship or just life, period. That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on how, once again, it's on how both of us or either him, well, I'll say him, it depends on how he, once again, how he perceives it. If he perceives it as me being, you're being aggressive. No, that's not what it is. If I'm voicing my opinion, just as you said, voicing my opinion, that's what I'm supposed to do. Just like you can voice your opinion, but once again, it depends on how you voice your opinion as well.
But the thing is, you are aggressive. You are very aggressive. So I don't understand, like,
right,
what do you...
Listen,
you
don't get over here and start your mess.
Like, you are aggressive.
Jack on it.
Hi, caller. State your name, please, first.
My name is Brother D. How y'all doing? I just wanted to listen to what y'all was up to.
See, guys, I was just getting ready to start popping stuff, but now we got to calm down.
You know what?
Oh, no, continue popping your stuff. Go ahead, pop.
No,
on.
Brother B, so what are guys looking for? So what are guys looking for? Tell us.
Well, real men are looking for more.
Wait, hold on. We got to rephrase. We got to do the question right. Now, remember, it says what we women can bring to the table or bring in a man's life that he doesn't already have. Remember, that big word, already. So let's see what's going on here.
I think for most men, it really boils down to the thing of, I would have to say, like, emotional support. I mean, we as men, we also look for that stuff, just like women look for stability, or they look for, you know, what's the word that I'm looking for? You guys want security. And, you know, real men get that. But men want security, too. And it may not be in the form of course, the obvious, which is sex or food. Because that's what, you know, Miss Cherry seems to think that that's all men want is sex and food. So, you know.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even going to go there. I thought y'all just
wanted
peace.
Shouldn't he already have security? Shouldn't he already have his security before he, like, is securing himself? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we can always be secure in ourselves. But, you know what I'm saying? But it's nothing. See, first of all, as I've stated before, women really, to a strong degree, run the narrative. If you're not, and I have to put it like this, if you're not a homosexual, who are you doing it for? You're really doing it to pick a mate. And when men are not doing it for other men, men are doing it for women.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're getting they're doing it for themselves.
You ain't a man. So you could disagree
whatever you want to disagree, but you ain't a man. And
From a man's point of view, I think
this is double dutch, son. Like, relax. Let me get my turn now.
Oh my god.
Double dutch.
Oh.
Now,
Brother V.
Now,
oh god.
All right.
Yo. Now,
get the fire extinguisher out.
Yeah, you damn right. So, I'm doing what I can do for me. You know, I have the confidence to make moves, but once again, it's nothing wrong, and it's a beautiful thing when you got that queen by your side that's not cheering you on, but you're getting that encouragement. That emotional, you know what I'm saying, support, like, yeah, babe, like, yo, I got your back, you know, can do that. That's the greatest feeling in the world to a man, knowing that his queen is there and egging him on, and like, yeah, I got you, you know you can do this. Make a dude feel like he can do anything,
anything
in the world, and that's the power. You know what I'm saying? That's the power, and that's the foundation of whatever we're building, because you got me and I got you. So from there we build and we go and get a family. We go do a family. Listen, we can't be deep. We got a strong foundation, and that's in one another. So of course, men, fuck boys, but real men are looking for that one that they can build with, the one that is going to make them feel powerful. Because once again, you can feel powerful on your own, but it's real different when you got that woman. It's just like dudes who are close to their mother. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got your mom there in the corner rooting you on and like, yo, I know you got your back. Yo, it's a sense of power.
But when is it too much to a point where a man will take advantage of that or take it for granted?
That's the whole thing. You know, individual results may vary. I mean, the whole thing is, some dudes take advantage of it. Some dudes don't. I mean, it really depends on, you know, the individual. Like, I can't speak for all dudes, you know, all men when it comes down to something like that. But in the grand scheme of things, for the most part, you still control the narrative. Like, no matter what, you know, if you're bringing what we need to the table, you know, we gotta take care of that. Oh, I gotta lock her down. Like, she's a good woman. She's good this, she's good this, that. She's good for me. She's right for me and what I need. So, you know, she's gotta be mine. And that's one of the things that men really look for women to bring. They need that foundation, that support.
Okay, so.
Go ahead, Miss Cherry. Go ahead, Miss Cherry.
Go ahead, Miss Cherry. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Miss Cherry.
Swing the bat.
Go ahead.
Swing the bat. That's from the back.
So my point, I was saying I disagree.
Oh.
was that you said that men do it for women. I think men do it to impress each other. Even what they expect, we spoke about gender roles. Their gender roles are formed based on speaking to other men and determining that in order for a woman to be feminine, she has to be like this. Because this one says his woman's like this, so that means mine has to be like that. You know, if his wife is cooking dinner and doing laundry and watching the kids and that's feminine, then mine has to do that. Because if she doesn't do that, then she's a feminist, she's sexist, whatever have you, their titles. So I disagree that a lot of times men are doing it for the woman. I think they're doing it for other males, impress other males I just see it more, they're catering more to men and what their friends, their male friends think than they actually are their partners.
Okay.
That was my point.
So, okay, well, check this out here. Check it out.
That's interesting.
I ain't out here to impress no penis. I'm a heterosexual male. I don't give a damn about no other dude. I roll with a league of extraordinary gentlemen that I call brothers. And most of them, all of them, really, except for one, are married. So with that being said, we don't have the discussions on, you know, how we're trying to impress each other because we're all on the same journey. And the journey is to take care of ourselves and our families and do the right thing. And that's just that. I don't care about what the next dude is doing. I don't give a damn if you own an island and you're the new Black Robin Leach or White Robin Leach. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. But if I was in that position where I'm looking for a mate, if I was, but I already have one, I'm good. Because my whole thing is I'm doing what it needs to be done for her and my daughter. I don't care about any because the next man ain't coming in my house doing what needs to be done. I'm doing that. So fuck what he's doing. Fuck what he's talking to.
So when you sit with your friends that are married, you don't discuss your wife?
My brothers.
You don't discuss your wives?
In like what fashion? What do you mean? Like how was somebody burnt the toast? How somebody, you know, get like, you know what I'm saying, blew up the bathroom? Like what are you talking about?
I'm talking about maybe you're discussing, oh, well, my wife does this, my wife does that, this one does this, this one does that.
No.
You don't discuss that?
No,
with
we
your
don't.
Brother?
No. No. There's no comparison.
That's odd.
No. Why would we do that? Why would we do that? If, listen, first of all, if we're together in a group,
family.
Even though we haven't been, yeah, but the whole thing is this. If we're in a group chilling, before COVID, we're discussing our own bullshit. Like, you know, just to get away from our wives and our family for the day. We ain't thinking about talking about y'all unless y'all did something like burn the toast or left the oven on or like, yeah, she did that. It got on my nerves or she ain't flushed the toilet. Yeah, we ain't talking about what you think we're talking about. No. Most of our conversations are basic unless it's something pertaining to some man-to-man, brother-to-brother shit, you know, some life shit. But it has nothing to really do with, you know, women unless there's an individual in the group that's going through something, you know, with their wife or their girlfriend. And then we talk about that. But we don't get into any other discussions, no.
Well,
most men don't do that unless they have rights.
Oh, no. Miss Cherry said you do have men that do that. And as she said, I think that's what she means by, like, when you sit in a group, not, you know, you guys in particular, but just, like, other unfortunately, like I said, your League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, we don't have all of the, like, y'all are the X-Men, and then y'all are the X-Men, and then we got, what was the X-Men's, the rivalry, whatever the heck their names was?
The
bad guys. So you have those, not really bad guys, but you have those that are, just like you said, they will influence others that may be married or may not be married and just be like, well, even if it's like the guy has a girlfriend and the guy's married, he'll say, oh, yeah, well, my woman, she don't do this, and that, or she does this, that, and other. Then he may go home, you know, after that talk, couple of days later, he go home and then he on her about things that he probably wasn't never on her about or before, or was letting certain things rock, and then that causes like a little, because he's in his head like, damn, yo, he be having his wife
sound like a feminine
man.
She
do that.
Huh? Yeah, well, listen, you know what
I say, he sounds
out.
Like a more feminine man than a masculine man. But,
yeah,
but
well, right, you know,
unfortunately, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you have dudes that are like I said, unfortunately, you have a lot of that going on. Now, would they will listen to what the friends and whatever is going on in their house, and it's like, take care of your household. Stop worrying about what's going on in somebody else's house. Just because he run his house like that, that's his business. You run your house the way you're supposed to run it. That's
yeah,
how I
but
see it.
Now, yeah, and I get that. But my whole thing is, if you got to be that type of dude, who's if you're not happy with your woman, that's your fault. Because either there's a breakdown of communication, or you just chose the wrong one. Because ain't no real dude. And you know, I know somebody who said, "Oh, what are you always talking about, real dudes?" Like, listen, I'm cut from a different cloth. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure we're all here of a certain age, and we know the difference between fuckboys and real men. And my whole thing is, you got to be satisfied in the choice that you make. A lot of these dudes out here ain't satisfied in the choices that they make, because the whole thing, they never made a choice. They just jumped into a situation. So how are they going to even know what to bring to the table, or what they're going to, or what they're going to ask somebody else to bring to the table if they don't even have, you know what they want. They don't even know what they
right,
want.
Right, something that they supposed
know the
already have. Remember, what you know they supposed will already have, you know, something there, and then.
Real talk, Red Lot, these motherfuckers ain't got shit. They out here front.
They don't. You
and the
you
whole thing is,
right.
and but the sad part is, then you got women out here going for the front. And then when they find out the motherfucker fronting, even though you knew he was fronting, you want to get mad and be like, "Oh, you ain't shit, motherfucker. You knew he wasn't shit, but you was fucking with him anyway. Why? Why put yourself in that situation? Why set yourself up for failure? What? To get a couple of crumbs out of the box? Listen, fuck the crumbs. Get the whole goddamn cake. Matter of fact, get the bakery if you can. But the whole thing is, a lot of women are not patient. There are a lot of people out there that are not patient. Same thing with men too. But a lot of women out there. Some of them, especially this newer generation, they just want everything instant, everything off the back. That's why sex first, and then what's your name later? And that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's definitely a problem. And it's a problem right now that nobody really is going to change, because you have the old school trying to be like the new school, and this new school ain't shit.
Absolutely.
So the whole thing is,
no,
they don't want to learn, because the whole thing is like their mind is not on education. Their mind is just on getting what they can get out of the deal, and that's that. They ain't concerned about nothing else except for what they can get.
I don't understand it. That's crazy. Just, I don't know. You supposed to, I guess, certain things you're already supposed to have, and if you bring it like, if we bring certain things, you know, we're bringing something, it's just like appreciated.
Yeah, but
that's
the whole thing. All right, and I get where you're coming from with the whole bringing things, but yeah, once again, you got to have something to bring. And nowadays, you got this generation of people who just are looking for gimme, gimme, gimme. They don't want to build, they just want everything handed to them. So what are you supposed to do
right.
with that? How somebody gonna bring something to the table if they ain't got nothing, and they ain't looking to get nothing, because they're looking for you to serve it. They're looking for you to bring it. That's why things are so
right.
screwed up right now, because somebody's looking to get something off of somebody else instead of making it on their own.
And I don't know about all of that. That's crazy. I don't know why. You know, people are doing stuff like they're like, why do they do stuff like that? That doesn't make any sense to me. And then you're looking for somebody to be good to you, but then, you know, when that person is good to you or bringing those things to you, then it's like, you know, you don't look at it the same way. I don't know. So I don't know how that's gonna go. I don't know. We just have to try to change that the best way that we can, that we all can. And ladies, you know, we supposed to be, you know. Well, I guess we already have. Then we gotta bring it extra, like 200%. I guess. Do y'all agree or not? I don't know.
Sounds like we got to bring a diaper and some bottles.
Oh.
Anyway.
Wait. Hold on. She said diaper and some bottles. What was that? Wait, what was the question? Oh, no, I feel I'm about to pass. What happened? What I missed?
I said we got to bring, so if the guy already got, so I guess when we bring it, we got to bring it 200%. And then... Miss Cherry said, "I ain't gonna say. Let us say it."
No, well, you gotta say it. I heard that part. Go ahead, Miss Cherry. Time to go cherry picking. Go ahead.
What do you mean? You need me to say it or you don't need me to say it? Which one?
No, go ahead.
I just think, Red, what you were describing, or at least with you were saying, isn't that kind of what relationships are built on? You're kind of making it sound like it's a negative thing to try to find somebody that has something, because everybody's looking to meet somebody that can bring something to the table, or at least it's not going to take away from the table. So to make it sound like it's a bad thing, I don't think it is. I don't think I want to date somebody that has nothing, that if they're going to come into my life, they're taking something away. You know,
but that's the whole point of dating somebody, if they're going to add value to your life.
Exactly.
Are they going to add value to your life? And I'm not talking about monetary value.
Of course. Well, because it's so much more. At this stage, monetary is like on the low end of the list. I think there was like a survey out earlier asking us, pick what's important to you, and a lot of them were superficial. He's tall, he looks good. This, we all know, we're getting older, looks change, body shapes change. What doesn't change is personality, heart drive, those things, dependability. Those things don't change. So as you get older and you realize the importance of the things that don't change, you put more weight on it than the superficial. Oh, he has good hair, his eyes are light. He's tall, you know, he can play basketball. Nobody cares about that as we get older because he's not going to be playing basketball at 75.
that sounded like some 17-year-old thoughts. Oh, man. I just had a flashback.
Yeah.
That's how you think when you're 17.
When you're young. But for guys, a lot of guys, they're still caught on that. Even though they're near our age, they still, you know, she has to look this certain way. She has to... You know, blending with my friends. Like that, they're still, like they say,
yeah,
we mature a lot quicker than men. Yeah, we mature a lot quicker than men. We get there and we have to kind of slow down and wait for them to kind of catch up when it comes to things like that.
No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. You know what it is?
Are you serious?
No, you don't. You don't mature quicker than men. You know what it is? It's just that y'all have a different agenda than men do. Like 9 times out of 10, we're just looking to party and bullshit too. We don't want to party and bullshit no more. Or we're focused on what we need to do and what we have to do and not what everybody else needs or wants from us. You guys, the automatic, you know what I'm saying, like your maternal instincts, the mother in you, the protector, the provider, everything that you guys encompass, those instincts, y'all are like born with that. And that's just what y'all do. Men, like, while y'all make a home, men just live in a house. You know what I'm saying? While you're doing this, and while you're cooking or tending or just making decisions for the household, men are just like, okay, well, listen, let me go make the money, give you the money, you pay the bills, and I'm going to go have a drink. Like, I don't have to worry about that. Like, you guys do a lot of work to the real responsible women, and I give y'all props. I applaud y'all all the way. But it's just certain things that men, like, 9 times out of 10, no. Well, we don't feel like doing it. That's just what it is. And if you call that immature, then so be it. But sometimes it's just the complexities that we don't want to deal with as to where you guys run that complexity shit. That's what y'all are. Y'all complex. Whether it's emotional, whether it's intellectual, that's just what y'all are.
It is immature when you have a family. It's not immature when you're just working for yourself.
Well, wait, now, where did we bring family in?
Right,
Family
means you have another person, whether that be a partner or a marriage or whatever. You're not just thinking for yourself. You're thinking about more than just yourself. So you just proved my point that I said men mature a lot slower. Once we have a family,
once we have children, it's like we got to get into that more. Y'all take time to get into that more. All men, but most men take time to get into that parent mode. It's like once we find out, it's mom mode, you know, we getting that mode already of like, you know what, I got to get this together. Because you know what, I got somebody else to take care of. Remember, we're carrying this. This is a whole human being that we're carrying for 9 months. So guess what? We got to get in that mold.
Okay, and y'all been in that mold for centuries, for damn near eons. So like, what are you talking about?
You're right. Absolutely.
But once again, but hold on. Now, when Sherry wants to talk about the whole thing with men and responsibility and this, that, and the third, listen, that right there, no one wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear, no real man wants to hear
that
comparison. Wait a minute. Men don't want to hear that comparison crap. Because the whole thing is this. If you're bringing something to the table and I'm bringing something to the table, listen, at least we have a table. Because the whole thing is this. When the shit really hits the fan, what can you do without me and what can I do without you? Because at the start, middle, the end of the day, we're all doing it for each other. In the beginning, when you're meeting somebody, what are you doing? You're courting. Like, some of you ain't even thinking about, where are we going to be in 5 years? Like, we just met. We're just having tuna fish sandwiches. Like, what do you mean? What are we going to be doing in 5 years? So, like, show your role. I get it. Maybe your head is someplace else, but sometimes a man isn't. But the same could be said with some women, too. Sometimes your head isn't in the game. You can meet a dude that could turn around and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want out of life? And there's women out there like, whoa, slow down, homie. Like, wait, we just met. But it could be vice versa. So you can't sit there and make it seem like dudes are out here just with their finger up their ass. You know, like, come on.
Some of them are probably, but
some of them are, but the whole thing is choose wisely. You have to choose wisely. That's the whole thing. And a lot of people sometimes they're in situations because of who they have chosen.
Right. Well, listen, I can get all that, but I still say, like, we got to get in that mode, you know. Like, we get in that mode quicker than males do because, like I said, it takes them time. That's the way from my experience. It just takes time. Now, some men can, you know, snap into that, you know, easily. Some men, it takes time. I think that has also to do with, upbringing in the way they were raised. I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
For the ladies on the panel, and Brother B, you could chime in if you want to. Then why are we not looking for those guys that, you know, are more advanced as far as that? Because I'm not raising any boys. I don't have time for diapers and stuff. That time has passed.
Well, okay. I think we are looking.
When we're going into dating, we already know what we want. Why are we not looking for those guys that Brother B just described? That's my point that I'm making. Versus the guys that we still have to help build them up. I don't have time for that anymore. That time has passed already.
Okay. It's not that we're not, I'll speak for myself. It's not that I'm not, like, I don't go for some, you know, guys like that. But once again, as Brother Beast tell me all the time, it is very slim pickings out there in terms of that, because like I said, it all has to do, even though the men in our age bracket, because like I said, we're all, you know, over a certain age, and even the men in our age bracket, they still harbor a lot of, I'll say, childhood traumas from whatever, like, whatever way they were raised. And I see that in my own, my older son's father. I see that, and he's 46, 47 years old, and it's like, you damn near pushing 50, and you still have that child, like it's a lot of childhood stuff that you're still dealing with or don't want to let go, and it's like, you got to let that go in order for yourself to mature. You understand? I mean, he may have matured in certain ways, but it's just certain things. It's just like, okay, you still don't, you know, not getting it yet. Like, you took, like, your son is 27 years old, and he gets it before, you know, he gets certain things, and he, you know, he's young, and he gets certain things, and you know, my son tells me all the time, like, yo, he said, my, yo, dad, he's like, he said, I tried with him, but I said, listen.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, is it mature or healed? Is it mature
is it
or healed? Is it mature or healed? Yeah, or healed. You say mature, but then we can't. Does he need to heal or does he need to mature?
He needs to heal. No, he needs both. I think he needs to mature and heal. I think it's both. I think he needs to heal, you know, I think both of them, and mature, because he's been immature from, well, maybe when I was younger, I didn't realize it, you know, because I was young as well, but it's just like, even after we had our son, as he was getting older, and it was like, you still, like, well, like, when did you grow up? Like, when? Like,
it's almost like they freeze in time. They freeze in time with the trauma.
Right.
Whenever the trauma happens, that's when they stop.
You know what?
Well, I don't understand. Wait a minute. Why are you calling it trauma? First of all, why are you calling it trauma?
Trauma is when you go through something
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody did something to him or something like that, or the woman in a blender,
That's what trauma is.
What do you call something where someone is so scarred that years later they're still in the same spot that they were? What do you think caused that?
Mm-hmm.
I call that trauma. So
exactly.
Well, you call it mature
past the situation. He was traumatized. She moved on. She's now acting like a 40 or 50 year old. He's still caught up in the 20s and 30s because he hasn't been able to move past that
trauma.
But he's not able to let that go already.
But check this out.
And you got a lot of men that's in this age bracket that are still going through that. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Let me make some enemies. As Hot Rod says, let's put some people off. So what the hell was you doing with this traumatic individual? You see what I'm saying? Pick and choose.
Did you hear what I said? Pause. Did you hear what I said before?
What did you say earlier? Y'all were both young, and you didn't see it.
And I didn't see it until really, like, I'm going, unfortunately, once again, I should have said that, unfortunately, a lot of women, or I could say for me, I didn't really see this until after we had our child. And that's when I started seeing certain things, and that's why I said, I can't do this relationship that, you know, I couldn't do it. Because I'd seen what was going on. I started seeing it. I said, you know, and unfortunately, like I said, we have a child. Not unfortunately, but, you know, we had a child. But you know what the thing that I said to myself all my life up until now, I said, I am not going to let my son get in that same way. I'm not going to let him have that type of trauma in his life to the point where
you can't control that.
You're right. It is up to the individual. It is up to, but like I said, it's also upbringing. Once again, once I started seeing, like not real seeing and hearing certain things with the upbringing, I said, "Oh, there we go."
But wait a minute. This was after the kids.
This is after I had my son. Yes.
And see, all right. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to come across like an asshole. Wait, hold on. I'm not trying to come across like an asshole. But why is it always after the fact? Everything is after the fact. After the fact. After. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
Like, you know what I'm saying? What, I remember back in the days. Hold on. I remember, you know what I'm saying? Back in the days, there was a saying, mama's baby, daddy's maybe. And I don't. I'm not twisting that into like a whole paternity thing or whatever. But I'm just saying, why is it always things after the fact, after a kid, or after some life changing event, or after we bought a house, or after we did this together? I see that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't. Because
we're human.
You can't just sit there and say, okay, well, all right.
We're human.
So now you can't blame it on being human. Okay.
So
what else you blaming on?
My impression on that is, As you build a relationship with someone and you get more responsibilities, there's more pressure. And maybe, you know, if I was dating you and we were only going out twice a week, I don't get to see the things as if I'm living with you every day and I'm in your face and I'm seeing the decisions you're making. So the more quality time you have invested, the more time you're with them, children definitely open your eyes to who you're dealing with. And just because you might have gotten involved with somebody and they switch up, doesn't mean that you have to like it and doesn't mean you have to stay. Whoever the situation, Red's partner or son's father, apparently he turned into something she did not want after the baby arrived. And she's made a decision that she didn't want her son to have to look at this and grow up that same way. So it's not just because someone else is traumatized and they can't move forward, you try to help them to move forward. But if they're not willing to, you have to just continue to move and let them work it
right.
out. And I think that's
okay.
I got what Brother B was saying with that, because I think he's trying to touch on accountability and meaning like you saw red flags before, because even in my situation, I could say even before my daughter, I may have saw red flags, but we so in this fantasy of love and love and love, and we can get through this with
mm-hmm.
love. You understand that
mm-hmm.
we ignore the red flags
mm-hmm.
that we already seen, and we can, we
mm-hmm.
hope and, you know, this person is going to grow and change.
Now check this out. Many years ago, a good brother, you know, told me, never lay down with a woman that you ain't willing to have a child with. And ever since he said that, I became 100% more conscious of who I had myself around and who I slept with. Because me personally, shit happened. I mean, I always know shit happens. You know, things happen in the heat of the moment or whatever. And I never wanted to be attached to someone who, you know, with a child, you know, through a child where that was like, oh, I don't like you. Like, I thought we were just doing this for the moment, but I really realized, like, I don't like you. So, you know, and it's not, listen, everybody, some people put on their representative for 6 months, a year, a few years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people out here are the talented Mr. Ripley or whatever. But, you know, we all got instincts. And so you got people out here who do leave signs or clues. And sometimes, a lot of times we ignore them because, as Lady Key said, we want, it's the fantasy. It's certain things that we just want to live in, and we don't want to believe that this person is like this. We don't want to believe because we have certain things invested, certain things that we spoke about to bring to the table, or certain things we're going to do in the future, and we don't want to believe that this person is an asshole, or we don't want to believe that this, you know, this person just, what? You only wash your clothes once every 2 months? Like, really? Like, you can't possibly do that. Like, you know, there's certain things we just don't want to believe, but it's real. So what do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can all sit there and point the finger at one another as much as we want to, but once again, it's all on each other. You got to pick and choose wisely. You know what I'm saying? Even though the signs are there, either you're going to run through that stop sign, or you're going to stop And a lot of people, because like you said, Red, we're human. A lot of us, we run through that sign. We run right through that sign. We do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit here and say
everybody does.
Hell no. Yeah, we all do. Mm-hmm. But once again, we have to be willing to accept the consequences of what's on that next block after we run that sign.
Right. Well, that's fine. I mean, you accept it, and that's, you know, as Ms. Sherry said, that's how you move on from it. Because, like I said, now once again, when you get into a next relationship, whether you have kids or not or whatever, now or you're supposedly courting somebody, now you know what to look for. See, that's the thing. After my older son's father, I knew what to look for. I knew what it was that I did not want in a relation. I knew what type of person that I did not want to deal with.
And
guess
you
what?
Know
after
what?
After him,
difference.
After him, when I start talking to a guy, whatever, you know, not the first thing, but when I would ask him, in you know, us talking to each other, I would ask him, "How is your relationship with your mother?" That's one of the questions I made sure I asked you, because you know why? That was the problem with my son's father.
You know, it's one of the questions that I have
his relationship
now
with his mom. Hmm.
One of the questions that I also ask now, in addition to that, is what's the longest relationship you've been in? Because if a dude is telling me 1 year, I know that you're not a consistent guy.
Okay.
And I know you got a rotation going on, or you're not trying to be in a relationship. I know what time it is.
Well,
I inquire about like their relationship with their kids that they already have. Because if they're not being a good father to the kids they have, what happens when you get in that predicament? They're only going to go by what they know and what they've done in the past. So I'm always like, if you tell me that you have children that are younger and I don't see you spending time with them, I don't see you filling that role as a father, I'm thinking in the back of my head, I don't care how nice he is with me. He hasn't even taken care of the responsibilities he already made. What's he going to do with the new ones?
But you know what? And I got something for that too. And I'm not saying that is right, but you never know the experience that the individual has with the child's mother.
It doesn't matter.
To the point, you know, men. You know what?
It's not about the child's mother. You inquire about the relationship with their children. Child's mother has nothing to do with it. Because honestly,
listen,
if you don't get along with your child's mother, you can still see your kids. That's an excuse.
Let's not go there.
You can go to court. You can get visitation rights. You can get summers. You may not have 50-50, but you can fight for your child to say, "Ooh, I don't get along with the mother, so that means it's uncomfortable for me to go see my kids."
Yeah.
That's BS.
Red,
that's
should I hit
BS.
It with the bat? Should I hit it with the bat, Red? Should I hit it with the bat?
The Negan bat?
Yeah, should I hit it with the Negan bat?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Sherry.
I'm not saying it's easy for everybody.
No, don't start.
But I'm saying it's doable. So for a guy,
it's not always doable.
Because I don't get along with the baby's mom. No, it's hard. Relationships are hard, especially when they're over. But it still is an excuse.
Check this out. If we got to go there, my kid's mother did damn near everything, damn near close to getting me locked up, just to make sure or try to ensure me not being in my daughter's life. If I wasn't that type of individual that thought in the frame of mind of like, yo, I'm not going to walk away and get older to have some 20-something-year-old child out there that reconnects with me and all of a sudden want to yell at me for why didn't you fight for me, why didn't you stick around, so I stuck in the fight. You know what I'm saying? So it's sometimes you have men that are not that just don't want to do it. Some dudes walk away because they don't want to go to jail or they don't want to be in certain situations.
No.
So wait. So when you talk about how they treat their children, there's been women that have turned their children, just like there's men that do it to women too, but there are women out there who turn the children against the father. So it doesn't really
It
doesn't even have anything to do with their relationship, because listen, their relationship with their kids could be sour because of the mother or because the kid just is like, you know, I don't want to deal with you. And that's just that. But you can't base things, or you got to find out what's going on first. Before you start, I see this, or I see that, or I'm asking these questions, just really find out, see what's going on, because you never know what opportunity you're missing out on.
So what percentage of guys do you feel are not in their kid's life because their baby's mother was going to get them locked up, as opposed to they don't want to deal with the drama of a lady coming to them and saying you ain't paying child support, or in their face yelling, or bringing another guy home? What percentage? Because I'm thinking the father that is trying to do right and she's trying to get him locked up is a small percentage to the ones that just choose not to play a role in their kid's life. They got every excuse. Like you said, it's uncomfortable. I used to, when me and my son's father were apart, it was uncomfortable to go and pick my son up, you know, after the visits, go pick him up. It was uncomfortable, but guess what? I did it, because that's what we do. As parents, we do the uncomfortable for our kids. And I think
it didn't have anything to do with being uncomfortable.
It doesn't feel good, or because if it was an issue where, and I don't know how you resolved your issue, but you could always have it where there's a drop-off point and a pickup point, where you don't have to deal with the nonsense. But to say, oh, you know what, when I go over there, it's going to be a fight, so I'm not going over there, that's an excuse to me. You can have a meeting place, a family member, a police department, a fire department. All these places will have you say, okay, go pick your child up here. She's going to leave it here. It's uncomfortable, but you're still being a father. You're still playing that role.
Let me ask you something. I'm not trying to come at you sideways necessarily.
Yeah, you are.
Go ahead. You make more excuses than a lot of dudes that I be knowing. You make mad excuses for women to do shit. When we know out
really?
There
what
there are some
co-
yeah you well listen you're trying
what
to put everything on right. Well, listen, what did you just say? You're trying
I
to
said,
make it sound
I,
like
I was,
what what'd you say? Go ahead.
I was talking about the male that uses the excuse he can't be a part of his child's life because he has problems with the baby's mother. And I said it has
nothing to do
with the baby's mother.
But the whole thing is you've never been in the situation. You've never been in
that
situation.
That I didn't get along with my ex.
Because if I had to put, listen.
No.
Let me tell you something.
If I have to put myself out there,
I didn't want to listen. I had a job.
A little bit more maturely.
So you say.
Okay.
But you know what? At that time, I didn't want to lose my firearm for work. Because someone was trying to get me to lose my job. You see what I'm saying?
So your individual results may vary,
and apparently yours was different. Mine was different. But the whole thing is no one's making excuses, and I know a lot of dudes that don't make excuses. The whole thing is they don't want to deal with the freaking drama. They don't want to lose their job because they don't want to be in family court. Because you know what? Whoa. When you let family court in, when you let other people in, and I don't know why we're getting off the discussion of the topic or whatever, but the whole thing is this. When you let someone else in your house, be prepared for them to take over. And 9 times out of 10, that's always what happens. So you can't say you cannot say that you're mature, and you can't say the other person is mature if you run into family court. If you can't deal, because you know what, back in the days, there was no fucking family court. There was no family court. There was just either you dealt with it or you didn't.
Family court was invented because there are two people that cannot come together in order to raise their child
without
having someone else dictate the terms. So you're right.
No, you know
nobody
why it's invented? No, hold on. Do you
you're,
know why it was invented?
Let me finish. Right. No one should have to go to family court, but obviously there was a need for it. That's why it was established. My thing is, I understand what you're saying, your situation, and I don't want to make it personal because I don't want you to take it personal. But
the option of meeting her
at a police department and picking up your daughter, or meeting her at a fire department, or meeting her at a relative's house, having the baby dropped off and picking them up, those are ways where you still get to spend time and you don't have to deal with the mother. That's all I'm saying. To sit there and say, well, I didn't see my child because it was uncomfortable, and to me, that's a cop-out. I'm going to be real honest. To me, that's a cop-out.
Okay, so check this out. real quick. I think it was Lyndon B. Johnson who started the whole child support enforcement thing or child support thing or whatever, because he was a child that grew up in a house without the father. So I guess when he got into a position, he got all in his feelings, and he just said, you know what, I'm going to create, and when he got, that presidential position, he said, this is what I'm going to do, and he did it. So it was born out of whatever scarred life that he lived. This is what he enacted, and this is what happened. Not every man is like that. And you can make all these assumptions about just going to the police department. It's called a domestic exchange. Been there, done that. And I still, I still drove 40 miles one way, 40 miles back the other way with no child. So, And there were times.
Were you aware what your rights were? Were you aware of what your rights were?
Of course.
Okay, so why didn't you utilize them?
Listen, let me tell you something.
Because it would have taken I had a situation. It took me one time where I had a situation that happened like that. I drove all the way there. It was a funny way. I drove home. He called me. He said, okay, I'm here. I said, no, you got to get him home. I'm going to work. So if you don't get him home, I guess you have him for the week. Let me tell you, within half an hour, he had went and he drove back. I don't play those games. If you didn't go and get your daughter, you know what I'm saying? You do have rights.
Okay, but listen.
Not only if they're violated, you make sure, if you don't want to go through the court, you make it clear. Okay, I'm not driving back out here. That's your problem. He needs diapers. He needs milk. You going to go get him? Because I'm not coming back out there. Problem resolved. We never had the issue again.
Well, listen.
It is what it is.
Once again, if we're going back to the top of what each other needs to bring to a table, let's stick on that word accountability.
Oh.
Big time. Like somebody needs to be mindful of the whole thing accountability. Like I'm not trying to get with somebody who refuses to acknowledge their faults or the shit that they don't do or the shit that they know they're supposed to do, but they just choose not to do it. It's whatever. It's whatever. I'm just saying whatever. You're looking for something to be concrete. You're looking for this like blueprint.
No.
Like there is yes you are. Because if you weren't, you wouldn't ask that question. There is no blueprint to a relationship. There is no blueprint to two people courting. The only thing that's guaranteed at most times is either y'all gonna make something happen or you're not. Those are two only things that really don't be guaranteed.
If
something's gonna happen, something or not.
There's nothing they're supposed to do, then they haven't done anything wrong. You said I'm just asking what you mean by that.
Let me tell you something. I said it before and I'll say it again. I ain't looking for anyone to do shit. I don't go in a relationship with expectations. Once I do that, I can't be let down. If you're going to do what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and that's just that. Why should I expect shit from you? Listen, I can make my own sandwich. I can make my own bread, sew a button on my shirt, and wash my own goddamn clothes. What do I need you to do? I don't need you to do shit, but be there if you choose to be there.
Lady T and Big Red, what are y'all chime in on this? What are y'all thinking?
In terms of the family court thing,
we off that. We gotta get back on topic,
damn it. Well, that's true. Well, like I said, in terms of you talking about somebody bringing something to the table for us.
I don't know what that is. Miss Cherry. Miss Cherry is the one that.
What was it? Yeah, please repeat that question. I'm sorry.
So he was saying, as far as bringing something to the table, right? You were answering the question? No, I thought you were asking to rephrase the question. But if you were already answering it, go ahead. I apologize.
No, I wasn't. I would reiterate what you just
wonder
said.
Where we at. You
right
wonder
here.
Where we at because we done went so far.
Right.
So far, stop it.
Right.
Lady T went and made dinner, a midnight snack.
So what was he said about bringing some to the table? Go ahead.
So at first the comment was made when you first got on, you said that we needed to kind of bring us support, you know. That was your comment, right, Brother B?
Yeah, hello? Like real men, yeah, most men are looking for that, you know, emotional support on encouragement. Doesn't mean that we need it from you, but if we're in a relationship, it would be nice. It's damn sure a plus to have that, because most of the men that I've spoken to, they say the same shit. Yo, man, my lady got my back. I love that. You know, I love, you know, when she just she's like, yo, God, like, you know, they love the support. They love the encouragement. If they don't get it, it is what it is, but it's a beautiful thing to have it, because it makes a man more willing to put himself out there for you, because he knows, just like, once again, you look for security, women look for security, men look for certain securities too. It's no different.
Okay.
The only difference is what you may look for as security and what we may look for as security. That's the only difference.
Okay, so, Ms. Cherry, what is your question to me and Ms. Lady T?
No, I was asking you guys to weigh in on, you know, we were talking about how men, even though that you said that you need us to be supportive, and how hard it is for us to be supportive when men tend to not mature as quickly as women, or even like
yo,
the mindset.
Yo, what the hell is wrong? First of all, I never said that we needed.
Brother B, let us, so we can. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Jerry. Go ahead.
I never said that we needed.
What's going on?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for the playback. Go ahead,
Lady T. I'm sorry. I was just going to say that goes back to what I had asked everybody on the panel, that you need to start vetting people differently. I'm sorry. I get guys that automatically say they can do everything for themselves. I just need peace. I want to enjoy myself, whatever the case may be. So it's like
support.
They want support. They want motivation. You know, you need to be that rock. They could do everything else for themselves.
Right, absolutely. It's like if that's the things that men basically want. And if you, once again, as Brother B said, we all know, if you get the right type of partner with, you know, man or woman, then, yeah, you can get all those things. And like I said, you know, you're not going to find all these qualities in one person. It's not going to always happen like that. It's going to be some flaws here or there. It's going to be a little discrepancy here or there. It's going to be something. It can't be perfect unless you get a damn robot or an android from outer space. That's the only way that's going to happen.
The world isn't perfect, though. But I'm saying,
hey,
are you not? Hmm?
But,
go ahead, brother.
But real men, but most men, I'm sorry, cut across, but let me put this out there. A lot of men do not need, which is an extreme turnoff, and which pisses a lot of dudes off. We don't need no condescending woman. We don't need no condescending remarks or condescending attitudes like, well, I got to baby you now. Wait a minute. Don't. If encouragement is not baby.
Yeah,
or,
guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Too.
And the whole thing is, but you have women out there who want to turn around and use derogatory terms. And that's not what we're looking for. Like, listen, if you don't know the English language, then don't use it. Start speaking something else. But don't confuse, like, I have to baby you by what? Encouraging and by speaking. No. No. You speak life into your man, and you get the same thing back. But don't think, like, you got to pull out a pamphlet and a bottle and be like, I got to baby you. No, see, and that's,
yeah, but
and some that's men why
want that.
You have a lot of
so –
No. But
what,
see,
so
the
you
whole thing is, those are not men. Those are not men.
Do you think the truth? Do you think the truth sometimes is a hard pill to swallow? Like sometimes we as women, we could be looking
for you,
at a guy
me.
Like, just in general. Sometimes we as a woman could be looking at a guy and say, "Wow, he has so much potential, but he just doesn't see it." And if you don't go and say, listen, you got to do better. you're just not making a cut. That's a hard pill to swallow. Because now you have a guy saying, oh, you're condescending. You're looking down on him, and you're thinking, you have so much more potential. Why are you willing to accept nothing when you could have everything? So sometimes
you know
guys
what?
Are with their
ego. That's the – you just described it. It's the – oh, go ahead, Ms. Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, sometimes with their ego, they see it as a put-down where you're looking and saying, wow, he can do this, but he's okay with having nothing because, you know, he doesn't see it. And if I say
so, move on.
Now I'm putting
so
down.
So move on.
Move on to what?
You shouldn't be with a dude. Oh, he has potential. He has potential. If he doesn't have what you want, why are you going to sit there and invest in something that you're not even sure is going to pay off? That's where you set yourself up. He has potential. So what? Go back to him when he has it. Not when he has it. He has it.
Hold on. But isn't that part of the support? If he doesn't have it, aren't you supposed to support him in that?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying.
Listen.
You choose to be confused because you want to hear what you want to hear, how you want to hear it. And it's okay.
Oh, my God.
Because I never said, a man needs this or needs that from you. I said it would be nice. It's a bonus.
The
whole thing is this. No. That whole thing with building and stuff like that. Listen, if you don't want to put the work in, then go get somebody who already has it together. But if you want to put the work in, don't complain when you got to put the work in. That's just that. Don't be happy on Friday when you get the paycheck, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you pissed off because you're working. You're working towards something, right? So go run with that. But if you're going to complain, then sit your ass on the sideline and find a player that already got it together. Don't deal with him while he's playing amateur. Wait till he turns pro.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that if we meet a guy and he has certain things that we are drawn to, but he's not perfect, but we see that with encouragement he can get to the next level, you're encouraging us to leave him because he should already have his stuff together. That's what you just said.
First of all, I didn't encourage you to do any goddamn thing.
Or did I misunderstand it?
You misunderstood it. You mix fruity pebbles with Cheerios.
Okay.
It don't work like that.
Because that's what it sounded like to me. Can you explain?
Yo, listen, I can say doo-doo, and it'll sound like Skippy Jeff to you.
So I just have a question real quick. I just have a question because that's the same thing that goes back to what I'm asking, that I don't think we're comprehending it, that what are we vetting for? Are we vetting for these guys with potential or these guys that are really on their purpose and showing potential? The fantasy of the potential? Or that's my point, because I'm not going with the fantasy one day you'll be better.
No.
I want to see him on his purpose and continue motivating him to get to
that's
his purpose.
Correct.
Right.
He needs
that's
to get
right.
on. That's
but
the kind of nigga I want
support?
In my life.
But doesn't that have that still has to do with the support, doesn't it?
It does. I'm not supporting the dude that's sitting down with the fairy tale. I could say I'm working out, I need to work out, and I'm just kicking back every day. But in my mind, I got the fairy tale that I need to work out before the summer hits.
Yeah,
like
that's what
I
don't want that kind of dude.
No,
I want
the dude
that's,
is in the gym,
that's on
in
his
the gym.
Grind. Yeah.
He's in his gym. And he's grinding, and you come in there, yo, let's work out together.
But
no,
I'm not talking
right,
about a dude
exactly.
to work out together. I'm just making an example. Like, he needs to be on it, just like you said, Brother B.
Of course.
But he needs to already be establishing that he's on his purpose. What can I help you with?
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We're building.
Exactly.
It's we're building together. I don't want the dude with the potential of, and he's just like, yeah, I want to do this, this, and that. Then what are you doing to get to that, even start at that level? You have some dudes that are kicked
and
back
some,
like that. I'm
and
not. That's not the kind of dudes
out.
I'm into.
You
have to point it out. Why at this time and age we have to still point it out for them? I think they know it.
Well, I'm saying though, if you're with that person, you see that they're not moving that way. Sometimes you might have to say, "Listen,
then I don't
want to
be
with
that person."
That you see there.
Mm-mm. Because you know why? That shows me right there they not motivated. They not motivated if they're going to be, no, if I have to point that out for you, you're saying it. You want this, you want that. I can give you advice. I'm going to watch, see how you're doing, but we're not going to go to that next level. We just not, because you are not motivated. That's not real motivation.
God.
You got somebody that will say, oh, I want to write a book, and they doing a chapter a day. You understand what I'm saying? That's motivation. They really want to write that book and get it finished. I'm not sitting there daydreaming and have time for a daydreamer kind of guy. Yeah, they're going
to
be doing little by little every day, taking those steps. Those are the kind of guys that I water, definitely. I'm not doing the little kid stuff. I don't have time for that.
That's what I was
Those
thinking.
Are not the kind of guys. And you have some grown
men
that are still in
see,
those kind of attitudes.
Sherry,
I stay away from
Ms.
that.
Ms. Sherry, you sound like you
want
to plant the seed.
Don't call my name. Call somebody else.
Okay. You sound okay. Ms. Sherry, you sound like you want to plant the seed. So you want to start from the beginning.
Plant the seed of
you
what?
Want to plant the seed. You want to put the water on there. You want to check it every day. No. Because it's obvious you don't have the patience. And see, that's the thing. If you don't have the patience to put in or invest, then you need a dude that's already together.
No, you're
stop
not
going,
find
stop going for
somebody.
Together. Listen,
you're not going to find somebody.
You're not
100%.
Are you 100% together? Are you 100% together?
Once again, you're not going to find somebody.
Of course, you ain't
going to
answer
together.
That. Of course, I'm gonna answer that. But the whole thing is, it's not about being 100% together. I'm just saying you're gonna find something. Make
okay,
sure, make
so
sure
listen,
they fit 50%.
Let me say something.
But I don't think everybody
right?
is 100%.
Can I just
I don't think
say
anybody
this?
Is.
Can I just
exactly.
Say this? You're getting hurt feelings. So I'm trying to not
Who,
say
me?
Anything to upset
Who,
you. It's apparent that you're upset. I'm not trying to make it personal. I'm trying to be real, real general in what I'm saying. You're not going to find somebody that's 100% together. Am I 100% together? I'm not where I want to be in life. But I'm definitely
that's
on
you.
My path to get there. I'm not.
Okay.
Well, you just asked me. Okay? So if you ask you to me, you want to answer.
But why would I be in my feelings?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
I got a snack and coffee for you while you're on the road to your journey. It's all good. It's all good. But see, but me personally, listen, I've always been the person to make sure I have something to bring to the table. I don't like being around anyone when my shit is not correct. But some people, a lot of people are not like that. Their shit is not correct. And either A, they're like, well, my shit ain't good, your shit ain't good, so let's try and work together to get our shit better. That's them. But me, I'd rather fly solo until I got my shit together. And that's just that. Or I'm at a certain percentage. I'm at a certain, if I'm over 50%, if I'm 60 or 70%, then listen, I'm looking to get with that person so we can make the 90. Because like we all agree, not everyone is perfect. But if you don't have the time or the patience to invest in, don't invest it. Don't put it in somebody that you're potential. Listen. There's potential money when you go in the stocks and certain other things. You gamble with that. But don't waste your time with somebody who's not going to give you the return that you may be looking for. If you're at a certain age, go for what's guaranteed.
Preach it.
Go for what's guaranteed.
Preach it.
Stop going for something that's not guaranteed. Because then you're going to get mad. When what happens when the shit don't go your way, then you want to get mad. Then you want to say, oh, niggas ain't shit. Men ain't shit. Men ain't this. Listen, it ain't got nothing to do with me. It has something to do with the choice that you probably made that wasn't right for you. Don't get mad at me because I ain't live up to your expectations.
But do we always make the good choice the first time? Do we always do that? No, of course we don't.
Not every No, you don't. But that's how you learn.
That's how you learn. That would be unreal.
Yeah,
exactly.
but you gotta learn,
unreal.
Right?
You have to learn. That's absolutely.
But a lot of people are not learning. A lot of people just shacking up. They just doing shit. They, like I said, they sleeping together and then they're asking names later. They're doing everything backwards. What's up?
But Brother B, females don't learn their lesson, and that's the problem. They will sit there and complain all day and don't learn from their mistakes and blame us for their problems. That's what
happens
over and over.
Excuse me, what's your name, ma'am? You didn't state your quarter, ma'am.
Don't worry about
name, miss.
Don't worry about that, okay? Don't worry about that.
We're
talking about his back. All right. Don't get in my popcorn. Mind my own business.
Hello.
I have to put it by Tuesday.
I can't.
And as always, you ladies sound typical hypocrites. You don't know what you want, so you're going to take it out on Snapchat.
Are you kidding me?
That's it. Have a good night.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, damn. Damn. Hold off.
Okay.
Hold off.
Yo.
No, listen.
Are
listen.
You
I'm just. Listen. I mean, to a degree, you know, there's been some hypocrisy. And the thing is, you can't be mad. Listen, you can't be mad.
On whose part? On whose part?
Listen, what did I say that was hypocritical? No, call me out. What did I say that was hypocritical?
I can't remember right now. All I know is on who part. You
what did I say that was hypocritical? I'm listening. Listen, what did I say that was hypocritical?
What did any of us say that was hypocritical?
Go ahead, Miss Terry. Go ahead. Oh, sure, you can.
Okay, in one respect, you're saying that we should be supporting our men. But then you're saying don't get a man that needs support. He should already have it together. That's a contradiction.
No, I'm glad you said that.
No, hold on.
Did you hear what you just said? Matter of fact, did you listen to the words that just came out your mouth? You said,
but
I'm telling you to be supportive. Wait.
Let me just say this. Originally, when you came on, we were asking, what does a man need a woman to bring to the table? You said support,
that
like,
you
know, support. Support him in his journey. Support him so he can get to the next level. But then, a little while ago, you just said, if you have a man that don't have it together, why are you wasting your time? You need to get a man that already has it together. So that's a contradiction. I can't follow.
No, it's not. Listen. You know what? It's not a contradiction
it's
called maintenance. Listen, it's not a contradiction because the whole thing is we're talking about what you're starting out with. Once again, what did you say? You're looking for a man with potential. If you see a guy and says that he has potential, see, the whole thing is you can say he has potential, but do you have the patience to work through that so he gets to that point? If you don't have it, then leave that shit alone. Because nine times out of ten, you're probably going to get your wait. You're going to get your feelings hurt because things didn't happen the way you wanted them to happen. Now, if you go out there and you snag a guy that already got their shit together, and but yet at the same time they're still progressing, then that's where your maintenance comes in. That's when your maintenance,
so
encouragement.
Now it's called
maintenance,
so it's not support. So that's not support. That is support. It's the same shit.
Maintenance, support is the same shit. When you're in a relationship, what do you
no,
do?
No, it's not.
It's
no.
Maintenance is support.
Your man is already there, and he might doubt himself a little bit, so you're maintaining the level he has.
Wait, who
support
said he doubted
he's
himself?
Not there.
Where you get these words from?
And you have to get
Jesus.
Him to.
Take the
never mind.
Take
you got the answer.
No. You just threw out
no,
there that he may have
thing.
Doubt.
It's
he doesn't have.
Thing.
Who said he has doubt? You're just listen.
He may have.
Who's? How do you know? How do you know? Listen, I don't have to have doubt. But listen, no. Red, how many conversations have we had? And I don't have to have doubt for you to say, yo, I got your back. Oh, we can do this or we can do that. And it's not doubt. It's just that, yo, what do you do? You do what a woman does. You nurture. And you're like, yo, I got your back. That's what y'all do. And that's what we love is the fact that, yo, but that's what we need. Yo, you got my back. I know you got my back. And, yo, I'm going to go fuck everything up. I'm going to go smash the world because I know you got my back. That's the fact. So I don't need you to throw out condescending remarks like, oh, you need me to rub your head? You need me to stroke your ego? You need me to do this? You need me to speak? No,
I don't think anybody's going to do that, but I'm just saying.
Miss Cherry will. Didn't she say the diapers in the bottle? Miss Cherry will. Yeah. Yeah,
you know
that. Take
so
that, Miss Cherry.
Guys, in case you don't know, don't ask me any questions. Speak to my representative. He knows.
Oh, she has lawyers now. She has lawyers.
That's all I'm saying.
Speak to my lawyer.
No questions. Speak to my representative.
But you said I was in my feelings. Now, you can't be
you
that
are
way.
Feelings.
Because why would I be in my feelings? Listen, why would I be
in my feelings about?
Well, all right, you know, the only way I could be in my feelings if I was an individual that was feeling insecure about myself and I'm not where I want to be in life. And the whole thing is this.
You
where
said
I'm at in life right now? Hold on, where I'm at in right. Listen, well, wait a minute. Where I'm at in life right now is beautiful. I'm enjoying the cruise.
Okay.
Whatever I pick up along the way or do along the way, that's just that. But everything is copacetic.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know
what
I'm saying?
We can get back to the topic instead of taking shots.
Who's taking shots? Oh, come on.
Oh, Lord.
You're telling me I'm in my feelings.
Ladies, if you don't mind us getting back to the original topic, which is what do you think we could bring to the table? Because that a man
that they don't already have.
The original topic. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can someone bring me some oxtails and rice and peas and some plantains to the table? I'm hungry.
You better go to the restaurant.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
What, you buying Big Red? You paying for it?
No. You already got your own money?
See, this is what I'm talking about. You ladies are hypocrites. That's what I'm talking about.
So we go to a restaurant, you're supposed to come with your own money.
You ladies don't want to take care of us, but you want us to take care of you, right? Typical. This is what I'm talking about.
I don't know about all that. No, I call my own. I never leave my house without anything for myself. What I want to do tonight, even when I went on a date with a dude, I always had my own.
Yeah,
I don't do that. I don't play that type of game.
But it's nice when we figure things out, right?
Go south, get home.
You said it's nice when we what?
It's nice when we take you ladies out, right? And we pay for the meal, right? It's nice for us to do that, right? No problem, right?
Of course it is.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all that, but I'm just saying. I always have my own shoe. So,
well,
Well, guys, this has been real. It's been good. We got 90 seconds left. Brother B, thank you for calling in. Hot Rod, Miss Cherry, and Lady T.
Yeah.
We had a good show. A lot of fun. And, you know, Brother B, we'll catch, you guys next week.
If he comes back.
And,
you know.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna abandon the menu. I'm gonna go back and start start another show. The League of Insecure Gentlemen.
Oh God. Oh my God.
The He-Man Woman Hater Club. Me and Hot Rod.
Amen.
All right, guys. We're about to sit down.
Peace out.
So you guys have a good night. Thanks for calling in. And you have a good night. Have a good week.
Good night, y'all.
Hey, you too.
All right, good night, y'all. Good night.
Good night. Be safe.
Me too. Be safe.